Ascension Press has a series called The Search, and the series speaks about our purpose, our mission, our journey, and how we're all searching for something. But something in this series that impacted me was from the beginning, the first episode, they're at a cemetery, and they're throwing dirt at a grave. And suddenly the narrator says, "We're all going to die." And I know that that's not a very positive message to start with, but it's reality. I know that it's not very uplifting, but it's truly what our season is all about, what our life is all about. We enter the Lenten season on Ash Wednesday, and we get ashes on our forehead, and we're told, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's reminding us that we are mortal beings, that we are going to die. Patrick Madrid once said that our life is like a sand hourglass in which we have many grains of sand assigned to our life, but we just don't know how many are there, how many do we have, which goes back to the point that we eventually are all going to die. We can all identify with that fact, with the fact that either death is something that we have lived by, someone near us, or someone pretty close. Most of us have experienced the loss of a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a grandparent, a child, a friend. And I dare to say that we can all agree that death sucks. And it sucks so much that the Lord came to become one of us so that he could defeat death, so that he could eliminate it, so that he could actually remove the fear of death. And I ask you, if you had a friend who had the power of reviving your loved one, will you ask him to? In the gospel today, we find the story of Jesus with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Martha and Mary's brother, Lazarus, is very ill. And the sisters are very worried, so they sent word to Jesus to arrive and see if it could help. So when Jesus arrives, Lazarus has been dead. And he's been dead for 4 days. And it tells us in the gospel that he's been dead for 4 days a couple of times. And the reason it tells us 4 days is because for our brothers Jews, when someone is dead for 4 days, that means they really are dead, because their body's already recomposing. So when Jesus arrives and he sees Lazarus, Lazarus is truly dead. And one of the lines that actually catches my attention from the gospel is what Martha and Mary tell Jesus. "Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died." So they have faith in Jesus. They know that he could actually heal and he could actually resurrect them somehow. But Jesus' reply is, "Martha, your brother will rise." And I wonder if I'm Martha and I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, are you saying he's going to rise today? Are you saying he's going to rise in the future? I mean, I know that he will rise in eternity, but what exactly are you telling me? And Jesus calls out Lazarus and restores him to life. So now I ask you to put yourself in that story. If you have lost a loved one, you are Martha today. You are Mary today. And you are in front of Jesus and you're telling him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother, my mother, my husband, my wife, my grandfather, my son would not have died." And his response to you today is, "He, she will rise." And you might wonder, how? In the first reading today, Prophet Ezekiel, we hear the prophet states that the Lord is going to open the graves and we will all rise from them. He states that he will put his spirit in us so that we may live and settle upon the land. So the prophet was giving us a foretaste of our Lord's promise to us. He was telling us that there will be a day when the graves will open and we will all rise. It's a prophecy of the second coming, when if we are dead or alive, we will all reunite with our Lord. But it is also a prophecy of baptism. It states that he will put his spirit in us so that we can live and settle the land. Baptism is that mechanism that our Lord has gifted us so that we can be cleansed, so that we can receive the Holy Spirit and become children of God. It is that mechanism that will give us that inheritance of the land known as the heavenly kingdom. Our Lord came specifically for that, to end death, to release us of that fear and to give us his promise. One of the verses before the gospel reading from the book of John expresses Jesus' promise to us. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will never die." Which seems to be contradicting. But with his resurrection, our Lord defeated death. Our Easter celebration is precisely us declaring that our Lord has triumphed, that because of it, in baptism, we die to our old self and we are lifted as a new creature. And even if we physically die at some point, we will never die because we believe in eternity. St. Paul expresses in his letter to the Romans, "If the spirit of the one who raises Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give you life to our mortal bodies through his spirit dwelling in you." Today, our elect are going to undergo the third scrutiny. They continue the discernment. So if you remember 3 weeks ago, we were challenged to reflect on thirst, our physical and spiritual thirst. 2 weeks ago, we were challenged to think about our sight, our blindness, and how God is our light and guiding us. And today, we're being challenged to reflect upon our physical and spiritual death. Our Lord loves us so much that he became one of us to give us the fountain of life, to give us that living water, to become our light and guide us, and also to give us eternal life in our resurrection. Now, we might all be gone someday physically, but we have the faith and we have hope that along with all of our loved ones who have died before us, we will all rise again. We will all participate and enjoy God's promise, which is eternal life. So as we join the table of our Lord, let us continue to pray for our elect journey. As we place our own journey, our faith, our hope, and all of our loved ones who have passed before us in God's mercy, and we accept his promise that we truly will see him, and we will eventually get to see how much he truly loves us.